Hi, and welcome to Maths IT Podcast F10, Foundation GCSE Revision, Understanding Formulae. To use this podcast, you will need to download the worksheet F-10 from the website www.maths-it.org.uk. So, question one. Rob makes some concrete posts. He has a formula to work out how much he can get paid. His wages are £75 plus £2 for each post made. Rob made 56 posts last week, so it's 75 plus 56 times 2, which gives you 187. Remember, this is all non-calculator. Question 2. There's a formula for producing badges. It's the machine setup cost plus the material cost multiplied by the number of badges. Francis wants 5,000 badges. Machine setup is £45 and 0.02 per badge. So 0.02 multiplied by 5,000 is 100, plus the 45 gives you £145 cost. Question 3. Here is a formula. T equals 5R minus S. Find T when R is 4 and S is 3. 5 4s are 20, take away 3 is 17. So the answer is just 17. Question 4. Fahid said when x is 2, the value of 5x squared is 20. Malini said when x is 2, the value of 5x squared is 100. Who was right? Well, you must do the x squared first. So x squared, when x is 2, is just 4. 4 fives are 20. So Fahid was right. Find the value of 5, brackets, x minus 1, all squared, when x is 5. So we do the thing in the brackets first, remembering your BODMAS. So 5 minus 1 is 4, 4 squared is 16, 16 multiplied by 5, but if you can't do this easily, think of it as 10 times 5, which is 50, 6 times 5, which is 30, and add them together. So the answer is 80. Question 5. V is 20 and U is 5. We have to work out the value of A. So first of all, we need to substitute all the values in. A is equal to 20 minus 5 all over 5. 20 take away 5 is 15. 15 divided by 5 is 3. Work out the value of U for part B. So this time we need to substitute in the values and then rearrange. So 2 equals 14 take away U divided by 5. So to get rid of the divided by 5, we multiply by 5. That gives us 10 equals 14 take away U. What must U be to give us 10 when we take it away from 14? So U must be 4. Part C. Rearrange the formula to make V the subject. 5A equals V minus U. So we multiply by 5 like we did in the first part. And then add U. So 5A plus U equals V.